like to read the Heart of the Perfection Wisdom Sutra. It's on page 76 in the Gold Prayer Book. I pay homage to the Sublime Mother of the Victorious Ones of the Three Times, the inexpressible, inconceivable, and indescribable perfection of wisdom, which is unborn, unceasing, and has the nature of space, and which is the object of perception of self-aware primordial wisdom. Arya Bhagavati Prajna Paramita Hridaya Sutra, the Heart of the Perfection of Wisdom Sutra. I prostrate to the Arya Triple Gem. Thus did I hear at one time. The Bhagavan was dwelling on Vultures Mountain in Rajagriha, together with a great community of monks and a great community of bodhisattvas. At that time, the Bhagavan was absorbed in the concentration on the categories of phenomena called profound perception. Also at that time, the Bodhisattva, Mahasattva Arya Avalokiteshvara, looked upon the very practice of the profound perfection of wisdom and beheld those five aggregates also as empty of inherent nature. Then through the power of Buddha, the Venerable Shariputra said this to the Bodhisattva, Mahasattva Arya Avalokiteshvara: how should any son of the lineage train wishes to practice the activity of the profound perfection of wisdom? He said that, and the Bodhisattva Mahasattva Arya Avalokiteshvara said this to the Venerable Shariputra: Shariputra, any son of the lineage or daughter of the lineage who wishes to practice the activity of the profound perfection of wisdom should look upon it like this, correctly and repeatedly beholding those five aggregates also as empty of inherent nature. Form is empty, emptiness is form. Emptiness is not other than form. Form is also not other than emptiness. In the same way, feeling, discrimination, compositional factors, and consciousness are empty. Shariputra, likewise, all phenomena are emptiness, without characteristic, unproduced, unceased, stainless, not without stain, not deficient, not fulfilled. Shariputra, therefore, in emptiness, there is no form, no feeling, no discrimination, no compositional factors, no consciousness, no eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind, no visual form, no sound, no odor, no taste, no object of touch, and no phenomenon. There is no eye element, and so on up to including no mind element and no mental consciousness element. There is no ignorance, no extinction of ignorance, and so on, up to and including no aging and death, and no extinction of aging and death. Similarly, there is no suffering, origination, cessation, and path. There is no exalted wisdom, no attainment, and also no non-attainment. Shariputra, therefore, because there is no attainment, bodhisattvas rely on and dwell in the perfection of wisdom, the mind without obscuration and without fear. Having completely passed beyond error, they reach the end point of nirvana. All the Buddhas who dwell in the three times also manifestly completely awaken to unsurpassable, perfect, complete enlightenment and reliance on the perfection of wisdom. Therefore, the mantra of the perfection of wisdom, the mantra of great knowledge, the unsurpassed mantra, the mantra equal to the unequaled, the mantra that thoroughly pacifies all suffering, should be known as truth since it is not false. The mantra of the perfection of wisdom is declared, Tiyata om gate gate para gate parasam gate bodhisoha. Shariputra, the bodhisattva mahasattva, should train the profound perfection of wisdom like that. Then the Bhagavan arose from that concentration and commended the bodhisattva mahasattva Arya Avalokiteshvara, saying, well said, son of the lineage, it is like that, it is like that. One should practice the profound perfection of wisdom, just as you have indicated, even the Tathagatas rejoice. The Bhagavan, having thus spoken, the Venerable Shariputra, the Bodhisattva, Mahasattva, Arya Avalokiteshvara, and those surrounding in their entirety, along with the world of gods, humans, asuras, and gandharvas, were overjoyed and highly praised that spoken by the Bhagavan. This completes the Arya Bhagavati Prajna Paramita Hridaya Sutra. Extensive dispelling of hindrances according to the Heart Sutra. I and all surrounding sentient beings go for refuge to the Buddha, go for refuge to the Dharma, go for refuge to the Sangha. We prostrate to the Great Mother, Prajnaparamita, Wisdom Gone Beyond. surrounded by all the children and by the assemblies of Buddhas and Bodhisattvas of the Ten Directions, by depending on my prostrations to all of you, may these words of truth be actualized. In the past, the Deva King Indra dispelled the Maras, evil beings, by reflecting on the profound meaning of the wisdom gone beyond and reciting the profound words in daily recitation. In that same way, I also reflect on the profound meaning of the Great Mother, Prajnaparamita, and recite the profound words in daily recitation. May all diseases, spirit possessions, bad conditions, all the negative directions, that which happens due to past karma and immediate conditions, may all this be dispelled, may become non-existent, may be pacified. The Gold Prayer Book, please turn to page 27, and let's chant the Seven Limb Prayer. Page 27. Gosum gupe gone cha se lo nye sham yi tu che ti ma lu bu to me ne sa di tun tam che sha Ke pa ge wa nam la je I rang Kor wa ma tom bar du le ju ne Dro la che ki ko lo kor wa nam Na jenge nan jan chu chen Oh, no. Now turn to page 97. And at the bottom of the page, you see the short mandala offering, so we'll chant that. Saji perki jushin meto Tam ri rab liji ni de gen pari sangye jindu mi ke uwa ni Idam Guru Ratha Mandala Kam Niryatayami.
Sanje
Chudan Soki Chanam La Chan Chubar Chudani Kap Suchi Dagi Chun Yengi Peser Nangi Dola Penchur Sangye Tuparsho Chidam Soki Chonam La Chan Chubar Chudani Kap Suchi Dagi Chun Yengi Peser Nangi Dola Penchur Sangye Tuparsho Chidam Soki Chonam La Chan Chubar Chudani Kap Suchi Dagi Chun Yengi Peser Nangi Dola Penchur Sangye Tuparsho
Good evening. So today we are going to wrap up the entire meditation for emptiness. Okay. Moment. Oh yeah. Now the question here, the very subtle mind, that one that goes from life to life, is the separate from the aggregate. Oh yeah. So far that that last number of Friday class need to summarize on those 4-point analysis. First one is determining the object to be negated. Gajagunso. Okay, that's how you summarize them. So now this is the 4-point analysis. When you do meditation on emptiness, then you need to use those. Second called Chavangivine is called determining that a truly existing self must either be identical with aggregates or suffer from them, so. But it's called Chavangivine. Chavangivine is a religion. It explained the second point, but didn't say the Chavangivine. The person who translated this found no much better English than I do. If that person cannot come with a short term, so for Miss Hart, called Chavangivine. Name means point, important points. Chava, that's the one probably need to translate, but didn't. It's only the meaning of the second point.
Patanjali Rinpoche says determining the full set of possibilities.
Who said?
Liberation in the palm of your hand. Determining the full set of possibilities.
Does that make sense?
Determining the full set of possibilities.
Determining the full set of possibilities.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's
it. Does that make sense? Huh?
If you have the other translation, gives more detail of it.
So then in English language you make longer. The English part nobody read. You make it longer. Chapa, that's all. Tibetan we call chapa. It's only two words, chapa. Chapa ngyebe ne means ne, chapa ngyebe ne means chapa ngyebe ne. Maybe a few words. So now the third point, determining that a truly existing self cannot be identical with the aggregate. Also meaning. That's pretty good. The word is quite long too. Determining that truly existing self cannot be separated from aggregate. So everything that we study now, all this, there's all this argument. Truly existing self. Identical with etiquette, then there's all kind of arguments need to be answered, Truly existing self cannot be separated from the aggregate. If it suffers from aggregate, so then there's all kind of arguments. So these are the 4 points, 4 point needs to summarize all everything that we learn, need to summarize on that. I'll tell Steve the answer to this question. Then Steve, and whoever asked this question, maybe contact with Steve, so Steve will have answer. No makes sense. It's called Nyuksem. Nyuksem, according to Vajrayana teaching, it's called Nyukmesem. Nyukmesem, you know, that's what it's called. And that's the only that left. All the gross consciousness, all the dissolve. All the dissolves. At the end, between two drops, white and red drops, white come from father, the red come from mother, the two drops between there. Then there's a subtle mind, it's called Nyuksem, that's only that left. You know, so then just stay like, And usually the white drops are located in the crown chakra. A red drop located in the below, so then you know that then it comes down. It kind of flips, kind of like flips. Flips. Okay, flips. So then stay there, you know, like generally speaking, 3 days. Then out of the force of karma, it kind of shakes. Then the subtle consciousness lives. You know, there's 7 different points, you know, from the body, their consciousness might live. Huh? Then that, generally speaking, there's no, it's not definite, but generally speaking, that kind of indicates where the next river is going to be, or where the next river is going to take place, you know, indicates, but not definite, generally speaking. Yeah, but Shakyamuni Buddha, when he passed away, he just left on like that. There's like the line styling of sleeping, line. So when I saw in National Geographic channels, I never saw any line sleeping like this, but maybe Tibetan lines. If they are sleeping like this, and they get hot. So the sinking yadas, you know, they're like that, automatically close most of the drops that mind, consciousness mind live. So there's most of the, there's out of 7 drops, most of them are already automatically closed the way you lay down, you know. In chapter number 3, Abhidharma Kosha, Treasure of Knowledge, composed by Indian Master Vasubandhu, chapter number 3. There's a digital information. So there's digital information about like the seven gates that consciousness may, you know, has to leave. So called Nyuksem. So so now Jetop Jumatavi Chomsu, so Jetop Jumatavi Chomsu, Jetop, you know, like post meditation, so Jetop Jumatavi Chomsu. Jumatavu, like illusions. Chong means, you know, practice. when you are in deep in meditation, in emptiness, then when you come out of that meditations, that's called post-meditations. So then, when you see things, feel things, see things, then nothing very serious, like something like dream, and like illusions, like dream and like illusions, so on. Nyamsha tela langbe jetob duze, nyamsha tela langbe jetob du gaja kabe shudu hamal liba khaang du tabana nye ming samshik hap, ngayi ming samshik hapana, ngayi ming samshik hapana. So when you come out of the meditations, meditative ego poise, when you come out of that, so then gaja kabe shudu hama khaang lu khaang Kajakabe, Shuddha Lama Kang Liva Du Tabanasa. Investigating now what is left, object of negation, when it's been negated, then wondering or maybe trying to analyze now what's left. Liver kangdu tabana ngai ming samji lhapana las. Then you see, just merely level self. That's all left. Merely level self. That's all that left, Tanyebe ngatam tini ji, tanyebe ngatam tini jumashindu gemige. Conventionally, just self, or mere self, is the one, mere self that's like illusions, and creating positive karma, negative karma, then experiencing the result according to the cause. So that's what you really understood. For example, jume talang juma ke rani la na ya jume talang magician they created a piece of wood, they just transformed the piece of wood into elephant or a horse. Jume talang juma ke rani na ya. But magician also sees horse and elephant. Magician also sees. But na ya talam eva ishiji nyepala tenise. Zumena means, but he or she don't believe what you saw. Audience do believe what they see. No, if they see horse, they see horse and they start to believe there's horse. But different between magicians see the horse, but magician knows it's not horse, it's just a piece of wood or stone. Palam never ngeshin, ishiji nyeba nyeba, then zumben nawa ngeshin those. So, therefore, magicians know that is illusions. For us, that's real, but for magicians knows that's illusions, illusions. Talangi dhuwala sobe chawa chiba ngusu nyume to tonga tarche. And for the, everybody sees all this, the horse and act like horse, make sounds and eat, all kind of drink, all kind of activities they usually normally horse does. So you, the same horse also does that same thing. Talangi dhuwala sobe chawa chiba ngusu nyume to tonga tarche. Now, Rashi meva minja payotam di midin shindu leso de dunyose. Now, Rashi meva minja. Mere self, not like free of independent existence, the mere self, that mere self. Minja payotam di midin shindu leso de dunyose. Even though it's not truly existence, but even though it's like illusion, But all the activities like creating positive karma, creating marriage, creating all of that, and experiencing the result of this happening. Same likewise, the horse that created by magician, created, you know, from piece of stone, you know, is not that. Well, same activity like that. Dependent originations are real. It's not illusion, but it's like illusion. These are real. It's happening that people are creating merit, or people are creating negative karma, or people are, you know, enjoying life, people are eating, people are, you know, walking, doing things, is real. No, it's not just, no, it's not illusion, it's real. But it is like illusion. It is like illusion, but it's real. Tevatone, nangshin to tongbatan. Because of based on that realities, in the reason that because that based on that realities, nangshin to tongbatan. But deep down inside your mind, these are, you know, free from independent existence. And deep inside your mind, these are like, you know, solid, absolute, inherent. You know, these are just empty of, you know, inherent existence. Don't bother. So as I said this many times, because everything that we see, because they are empty, that's why we see. If it's something solid, independent, we don't see, we will not see. Because we see them because of empty, of inherent existence, that's why we see all kinds of activities. Is it empty? Okay, now there's two different ways. It's empty because We see, therefore it's empty. It's empty because we see, you know. Then the different way of saying, because it is, it appears, everything appears because it's empty. Everything appears because it's empty. Because we see, therefore it's empty. It appears, therefore it's empty. Like that. Rangre namje tawa chokab suje. Tawa means the view. You know, here the view refers to emptiness. When we try to find emptiness, rangre nam tawa chokab suje. Thangbu kapje, deshi kumchebe je, longur tomba jokamnes. Because we are so used to see things, something solid, serious, or concrete, you know, like, we don't see things like illusion. We don't see them like illusion. We see something or serious or something, you know, like, because in the beginning, we have, you know, we are so used to seeing things, something solid, independent, true existence, you know, because of that habit, no habit, because of that habit or habit. Therefore, it's hard to apprehend empty part. That's why it's hard, because like we are so used to seeing everything inherent, something solid, something concrete. Therefore, it's hard to apprehend empty part, no empty. This is a nawa jokare, Longo Tongba Joka Mirage, Dita Nunawa Joka, Rujumuva Tamja Ranji, Tongba Imbe, Munam Jitinjit in the Tiji, some of my other shares with us. The Lama's quoting Nagajuna's text. She said, Mother Tongba Tini, Tinjit, Tongba Tini, Tinjit, Tongba Navish of the Shahanzo. Tongba Tini, Tinjit, Tinjit, So like that, it's empty because it's dependent. No, it's empty because it's dependent. That's what the Nagarjuna text and the meaning. It's empty because it's dependent. Tongba Navetros chas, no? Tongba Navetros chas. So empty is the emptiness. Or you say empty, yeah, empty. When I say empty, it's empty of inherent existence. Then empty, complement. Appearances. Empty complement. Complement appearance is not contradictions. It's complement, you know, close to Tongba Nawe Chu Su Xiao Xi Da Su. Ding Jun Jun Zhi Zhi Ni Ding Jun Tongba Chu Su Xiao Xi. So basically, empty, I don't think it's empty because like it's dependent. So still we don't understand, you know, what we don't understand emptiness, you know. So we say, oh, it's empty because it's dependent. Then good, you know, it's empty because it's dependent, you know. It's empty because it's dependent, you know. Empty because it's dependent. It's dependent because it's empty. It goes, you know, empty and dependent have to be complement each other, not like contradicts. Empty because it's dependent. Because it's dependent, it's empty. Like that. You say, you know, empty because it's dependent. It is dependent because it's empty. You know, in the beginning, you know, it's hard because, like, dependent, that makes sense. Oh, cause and condition makes sense. But when you talk empty, you kind of lose the idea of dependence. So that means, you know, it still needs to do work, you know, need to work. So then, you know, so to get clear understanding of that, and one has to rely on reasoning. Pena tende jeta nyugu deme dube chesa nyugu ming de ongi shaba tam mayim ba yukora ngi yaba zume lo lenji zuzu de gogo yasa mingi de jama. If you think, oh, rose flower, is there in the, like, garden, like, blue garden, wherever garden, or rose flowers, you know, you see, it's inside the garden, it's not just necessarily, it's labeled by our mind, oh, this is called rose, you know, like, no, we don't think like that, no, it's just, oh, they're right there, you know, like, we don't, when you see, like, somebody, you don't think, okay, oh, that person is labeled on his or her aggregate, it's just labeled, you know, it's called Gishigele, it's called Stephanie, you know, like that, it's just called, you know. Like that. We don't think like that. There's like natural grasping at true existence. Natural grasping at true existence. It's not like, oh, you have to think hard to grasping at true existence. You have to think to every living being. Natural grasping a true existence of everything. So that, no, so that true existence, that's the one, that's the object of negation, that needs to be negated. Like that. Lord Henge is not like, in order to grasp like true existence, oh, I have to read some book, maybe I have to do some prayer, or maybe I, it's not like that, it's very natural, it's not very instinct. Instinctive grasping a true existence, that's for all living beings, no? Regardless, human, animal, all like that, all. So, that true existence has to be negated, no? Like that, no? Then, how to negate that, no, true existence, you know, true existence, which is the object of instinctive grasping mind, true existence, you know. Chidam gona je, kuyo the nyugo rangye to nan juda jen rangye joje je mingda so, shen la za ma lego sudu jingo bale so. Nyugo rangye to nan, for example, if the sprout is, you know, so this very common example they use in Tibet texts. So, because, you know, maybe India or Tibet, there's a lot of sprout because they eat a lot of rice. No, a lot of rice wherever you go. You know, the same Tibet, you know, like, Nyugu. So, I think that Nyugu, Sprout exists from its own side. So what does that mean? It means that it's not dependent on cause, condition. Then somebody probably asked the question, why did they say cause and condition? Yeah, cause, you know, cause is seed, there's the cause. Conditions, you know, water, soil, person who planted them, or maybe squirrel, whoever planned, I'm not sure. Maybe some bird. Well, so bird plant a lot of flowers at my backyard, bird. So a lot of flowers that, you know, flowers you haven't, you can see. Kind of like in night, it's kind of when dark, it glows. You see the colors. During the daytime, it looks like kind of white. When the suns go out, then you see the colors. So this year, so far, maybe bird got upset, or maybe something happened to seed. I didn't see even one of them, you know. It really grows. There's the condition, cause and conditions. Cause, human, main cause, you know, then the conditions, such as an environment, the medicines, all the resource conditions. You can become human, but then same time, no conditions, you know. No freedom of speech, no medical facilities, no clean water, no enough food. These are conditions, So then causes by practicing generosity, offering food, offering medicines, taking care of patients, many conditions that create in all the resource created by the conditions. Are they karma? Yeah, they are karma. When you say cause and condition, you are talking about principal cause. Not just, generally speaking, every condition is cause, but the primary cause. When you say cause and condition, you are talking about primary cause. Not just every cause, not even the condition of cause, primary cause. Huh? Primary cause of rose is rose seed, is not water. The water can be cause, water, the soil, but that's not primary cause, because water doesn't produce rose, you know. Rose then has to have seed, rose seed, that's the primary cause. So when you say cause and condition, talking about primary cause, even though conditional cause, but they are not primary course. Why they are not primary course? Well, there are place, there's plenty of soil, water, sun, there's no rose. What's lacking, there's no primary cause of rose, that's why there's no rose. Say there's like being the war, there's no like people shooting like bullet everywhere. You are hit by bullet many multiple times, you are not dead. Why? Primary cause of death is not there. Primary cause for death is not there. All the conditions to die is right there. No war zone, no shoot, then you're hit multiple times, then you're still alive. It's not religious people call it miracle, but according to karma teaching, that's like, you know, the person has no karma to die that moment, they don't die. That's primary cause. Then, the sprout exists from its own side, then it's not dependent on cause and condition, and it's not dependent on labels, or all of them, so on and so forth. Shera Rama Lebe Sudu Chik Yoga Bala Teda Mimba Sabe Teda Mimba. That's another case because the seed is very much the sprout, seed of sprout of the or sprout is very much dependent on, you know, heat, moisture, water, fertilizer, all of that, you know. Then that's how the sprout will grow. That clearly indicates it is dependent on other things. It is that because of that is dependent. We see that. We see that. That's called interdependence. That's called interdependence. You know. That's called reasoning of interdependence, no? You say sprout is not exist. Sprout, first circle, second circle, third circle, first circle, the sprout. Somebody wondering, sprout exists from its own side or it doesn't exist from its own side. There has to have probably three persons. One who is giving the reasoning, giving the reasons to Ramula, and maybe Steve was wondering whether sprouts exist from his own side or not, then you are directly telling Ramula, sprouts, first circle, the second circle does not exist from his own side. The third circle, because it's dependent. Then Steve will think, oh, yeah, it is dependent. It depends on water, it depends on soil, it depends on, you know, human labels, all of that. So now, Pavel, I need to understand what is the meaning of true existence. Then somebody explains, true existence means independent. That means not dependent. So clearly, that you know, it is not independent, it is dependent. So that's called reasoning of interdependence, and that's how you use that, you know, that to prove things doesn't exist from its own side because they are dependent. So, understood? Oh, good. So then, after that, you know, thinking about that reasoning of interdependence, so now you see, nāve yata says, you know, according to the three principal experts of the path enlightenment, that says, nāve yata says, you know, appearance is itself, appearance, that things appear. Appearance itself eliminate true existence, independent existence. No, appearance, nāve yata says, nāve yata says, just seeing things eliminates, no, inherent existence, independent existence. If things are independent, that means they are not dependent on causal conditions. Nobody can see. Nobody can see. If that's like hypothetical questions, kind of like not questions, like hypothetical scenarios. Yeah, so if human don't read, nobody can see human. No, so like there's like hypothetical scenarios, you know, like interdependence, complement, emptiness. Interdependence, complement, emptiness. That's what it means. Interdependent, complement, emptiness, what that means? It means things appear because they are not true existence. That's why they appear. So empty of true existence, complement appearances. Same, another way you can say interdependent. No, appearances here, when you see what appearances in living palm of your hand, you need to think interdependent. Interdependent appearance is the same thing, doesn't matter. But it's, in Tibetan words, nawa, that's very short. If you say tenju, devajuna, that's too long, you know. Nawa, your tasas. Appearances or interdependence eliminate inherent existence. That's exactly what it means. Appearance complement emptiness. Appearance complement emptiness. How? Like that, you know. Appears, eliminate true existence. That's what it means, okay? Nyugura shichutuna jujin chosun illusions. Sprout exists from his own side, then there will be no change. There will be no, like 1 inch, it will be there's not going to be grow. There will be no change at all whatsoever, no change. Yujin chos miruji, nigu rangshin le shindu mijuwa shigana, nigu rangshin le nirigana, rangshin ji matruba yinbe na, nigu nekab ne, tak soma lang. So, you know, so then sprout grows, then it becomes like, what do you call stock? What do you call?
Stem?
No, what is corn? What do you call corn? Stock. Yeah, first sprout, then becomes stock, then, you know, slow, then there'll be corn. You know, so then, you know, like that, that's like change. Those change will not take place if the sprout exists on its own side. You know, so that means, cause and condition cannot change. Then you know some of the nature part. Then people use. You know, if it's like wheat, if it's like corn. Because we eat corn, we buy corn because it comes from change. You know, it's from sprout. Then it becomes stalk. Then it, you know, produce leaves. Then underneath there will be probably one corn or maybe two corn, three more. Based on the soil and all the conditions. If there's proper conditions, then they have bigger, like, they call some other name, what is it called? They call?
Ears of corn.
They call ear or ear?
Ears.
They call ears?
Huh?
Yeah, so you call ears, right? So, clearly ear doesn't exist from its own side. The ear, that's not ear. Corn. So therefore, American English is crazy.
So, Geshe-la, would it be correct then to conclude that The only reason that I can see something is because it is changing?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Not everything, but you know. Mm.
Not everything, but what I see, if I see it, it is because it is changing.
Yeah, generally speaking, yeah.
Yeah.
If you, the emptiness doesn't change. The emptiness doesn't change. So you can say that to emptiness, you know. So emptiness doesn't change, you know. So like permanent things doesn't change.
There are exceptions.
Yeah, there are exceptions, yeah. Generally speaking, I think that's pretty good, yeah.
Okay.
But it's not, you know, for everything, yeah. See. So now it's not just one word, you know. Like, see, what King says, okay, I see because change. Change by causing conditions because of they are dependent, interdependent. Meaning, indirectly meaning they are not independent. Somehow it needs to lead to the emptiness. Or emptiness, interdependent, one coin, two sides. It's not two separate coins. It's one coin, two sides. Right now, it's like totally two different things, you know. The more you focus on emptiness, then kind of you lose kind of like all the interdependent concept of interdependent. So that's problem, you know. I see things, Kim said, because it change. Therefore, it is dependent. Therefore, it is not independent. If it's independent, there's no change. If there's no change, then there's nothing to see. There's nothing to see, you know, or like that. So eventually, it needs to lead to the emptiness, okay? You know? When you start to think, it makes sense. That's not usually how we think. That's why usually we think something solid, especially when we get upset, when we get really upset. You know, the person that you say, oh, I hate that person, I can stand with that person, like, I hate that person. That object that you exaggerated and it's like something solid, unchanging, inherent, absolute. We don't analyze. That's not, when you start to investigate, it makes sense, but we don't investigate, analyze like that. Every situation, you know, we just go with our, like, pretty much, sorry to say, but we go with our ignorance. Usually we go flow with our ignorance. We don't flow with wisdoms. We flow, you know. Alright, then. Tongbei Metta says, no? You could say appears or see, or appears or see, therefore, see, you could say see because change. Therefore, it's dependent. So, eliminates independent. Okay, independent. Oh, yeah, important one. Now, that's called now. You have to say so. Don't be metastasis. Don't be metastasis. Now, don't be metastasis. Charge them money. Don't be metastasis. Don't be disgusted. Don't be metastasis. Independent, change, dependent. Therefore, is empty of independent. Therefore, it exists. No? Therefore, it exists. You don't say, oh, therefore, it doesn't exist. Or like, it doesn't exist from its own side, therefore, it doesn't exist. No, no. It's empty of inherent existence, therefore, it exists. You don't go the other way. Then you fall into nihilism. Into nihilism. So, you say, see, because, generally speaking, it's changing, it changes, you know. Baby become bored, like, then there's the children, children become adults, and then, you know, like, then like that, change. Because of change, we see. Therefore, it is dependent. Indirectly, it is free of independent. Now there's second thing. Okay. Because you see, therefore, you see because change, therefore it's dependent. Dependent. Directly, or as you say, it's not independent. So now, then there's a, because of not, because it's free of, empty of independent, therefore it exists. You don't say, oh, therefore it doesn't exist. There's nihilism. Therefore, it's empty of inherent existence, empty of independence, therefore it exists. It's not like flower in the sky. There's no flower in the sky, no. Emptiness is not about non-existence. Emptiness is not about non-existence, you know. It is not about true existence. It is not about non-existence. It is not about true existence. It's not about non-existence, no? It's not like flower in the sky. It doesn't exist. Flower in the sky doesn't exist, no? There's no flower in the sky, no? There's no flowers. What you're saying is if something exists from its own side, then they are not dependent on causes and conditions. No, so then there will be no change. But that's not true. Everybody sees change. People even who have no idea of emptiness, they see change. You know, people change, you know, and flowers change, seasons change, leaves fall down. It's all change. Someday, when you manage to see emptiness is not dependent, dependent originations or interdependent. Emptiness is not dependent, no, interdependent. So then, in your mind, empty of inherent existence and all the activities is not contradictions, no? Yeah. All the activities is happening because of emptiness. In your mind, there's no contradictions, you know. For a lot of people, they can kind of confuse, you know. For your mind, because you already saw, you already understood, or you have realizations of, you know, realizations, you know, of emptiness. And emptiness means interdependent, you know, dependent, interdependent. Interdependent means emptiness. Therefore, you know, it's like same nature, there's no different nature, same nature, no? But different attributions, attributions, you know? Different characteristics, but you know, therefore in heart sutra, or form is empty, emptiness form, means same nature, non-different. Once you manage to see emptiness is not dependent, interdependent, then you will have no problems talking about all kinds of activities based on empty of inherent existence. There's no problem. So. So there's no press to interdependence composed by text composed by Lama Tsongkhapa. During the Lagoon, Matu Vishnu Dorja, Kashi Chini Cheba, Tema, the Telati Rashi Yame, Chela Rabe, Chela, Chela Rale, Kangde, Tombashes, Kangi, Tony, Shede, Payo, Sheda, Sashele, Kangi. There's now quoting, Lama's quoting from different texts, you know, quoting Nagarjuna texts, you know, clear wisdoms, Sashe, and as far as quoting the sutra, then quoting Nagarjuna texts, clear wisdom. Then quoting like Chantakritis, you know, like engaging in the middle way, causing then quoting Lama Tsongkhapa texts, you know, the three principal experts of path to enlightenment, quoting that text, you know, trying to back up you know, all the, how you say, presentations that Lama made here, so to back up. Emptiness, interdependent. It's not contradictions. It's complement each other. Complementary. Complement is not contradictions. When you see, oh, they are complementing each other, so then you understood. To Buddha's understanding of emptiness, then you kind of, you get it. Method side of teaching the true link of wisdom and compassion, then you now understood they go together, you know, it's not separate, no? Nalen deva kandu chiva tashi yamara tsumba gyunshi, temi gashi lende tiva so le tambu yishosu sumde, rarangi loma tala menga cheva jilu chene, lende meva temba suna mude jambeda chiva. Otherwise, you know, then you say, oh, you make very big deal out of the karma. Then some people, they just, oh, karma is not that important. Emptiness is more important. They still don't understand. No. Without understanding emptiness, your understanding of karma will be very weak. So that concludes now meditation on emptiness. And we will have marathon of realization of emptiness. Marathon of realization of emptiness. And see who's going to see emptiness first. Remember, require merit. Without merit, why I said that, asked Steve what I gave to her, one I have in the frame, when he's doing her prostrations, sometimes when feel not discouraged, tired, so then I make one frame, then give it to her to try to cheer her up, or not cheer, maybe, huh? Cheer her on, or push. Encourage, Lama Tsongkhapa, advisor giving to Lama Tsongkhapa, directly by Manjushri, make that frame to give it to her. Non-merit, you could read, so that you purify, that is very important to read things, but the realization of emptiness has to back, strongly back from vast amount of merit, like lamp, butter lamp, and the wick, and the light. The light will not burn well if the butter has mixed with the water. If the butter is pure, there's merit. Wisdom realizing emptiness, there's like wick and light. Now, it will be bright, it will light well if the butter is good. If the butter is so, maybe like 25% butter, 75% water, you can expect that it will burn well. It will burn, die, then you burn again, then die, then burn again, then slow, maybe slow, then you will go like this. Whole thing. or you just... So important, no? Lama Tsongkhapa said important, no? So merit, no, there are thousand different ways to create merit. It's not like, I thought I'm going to see him, you know, Gisela said vast amount of merit, so I don't think there's so many different ways to create merit. Easy, you know, so many different ways to create merit. So that's what we can do, and do it well. Daily basis, that's what we can do. Do it well, you know. Mm-hmm. So we need to create a lot of merit, okay, a lot of merit. So then, can say, like, how long it takes, who knows. If you have a lot of vast amount of merit, who knows, you know, you probably take, it's hard to say, you know. Daje, shaje, loje means could take day, could take month, could take years, could take 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lifetimes. You know, so there's no merit, no. Well, so that's all. Okay, so then please, you know, like use this 4-point analysis when you do meditation emptiness and, you know, think a little bit, spend some time, you know. The first, you know, just to analyze experience of self, analyze that. Then no matter how you analyze, if you find, I think like I'm just going back to inherent self, then you have to use those second point, third point, and fourth point, and maybe that will eliminate, you know, so that inherent self, okay? Bhagya chinyo sa bhenge wa dhe lo lo wa gu lo kambe na chabran cha sa lo 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 ma yi tenbe ni mbo yi do sa shi.
Turn to page 100 in the goal prayer book. Page 100.
No, but just mandala, just say. No need to just say. Kandala.
We need vast amounts of merit.
No, so just Kandala, just say. Just visualize.
But we want to
just
realize
just
emptiness.
Like, just visualize. Just Kandala, just visualize. Just visualize. More magic, you say, just say the mantra of more magic, just visualize. So.
Sashi Perki Shushi Netong Tamli Namishi Nisken Padi Sangye Jindu Mi. Turn to page 635.
Lamrim prayer?
No, 235.
Lamrim prayer?
Oh, final Lamrim prayer? That's better? Okay.
Is it there's Tibetan word or no, there's not Tibetan?
We say
maybe,
in English.
Just say in English, maybe everybody's tired, so
okay.
Maybe Tibetan's not going to wah, then you know, like. Yeah, just say in English.
263, final Lamrim dedication. From my two collections, that's the state that I've amassed and working with effort at this practice for a great length of time. May I become the chief leading Buddha for all those whose minds and minds blinded by ignorance. Even if I do not reach this state, may I be held in your loving compassion for all lives, Manjushri. May I find the best of complete greatest path of the teachings, and may I please all the Buddhas by my practice. Using skillful means drawn by the strong force of compassion, may I clear the darkness from the minds of all beings with the points of the path as I have discerned them. May I uphold Buddha's teachings for a very long time. With my heart going out with great compassion, in what a direction the most precious teachings, not yet spread or once spread, have declined, may I reveal this treasure of happiness and aid. May the minds of those who wish for liberation be granted Bhante's peace, and the Buddha's peace be nourished for a long time. By even this greatest path of enlightenment is completed, due to the wondrous virtuous conduct of the Buddhas and their sons. May all human and non-human beings eliminate adversity and create conducive conditions for practicing the excellent path, never be parted in every their life from the purest path. Whenever someone makes effort to act in accordance with the tenfold Mahayana virtuous practices, may always be assisted by the mighty ones, and may oceans of prosperity spread everywhere. And then to page 244 and 245. Gandhi Rawe Korwe Shinkanje Tendan Dewa Malu Shinwene Cheri Siwan Ten Singya Sohi Shafe Sita Shonu Iyen Alang Wai Shotu Awatare Sembara Sopa Rosan Gewe De Sode Fel Shot Shasir Gengyu Lama Soare Tup Su Chan Jin Chan Gung Gewe Ten Sing Kyong Pe We Kun Su Dok Po Tse Chok Sum Kul We Le Mun Su Du Ka Do So Du She Shab Ten Sho Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re So Ha 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re So Ha
Oh yeah, wonderful, thank you.